in the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com. RTP Outdoors, home of Genesis No-Till Drill, Hunting Blinds, and UTVs, RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. This is your handsome but yet humble host here at Eye on the Outdoors, Indian Creek Shooting Systems Studios in the bunker on a beautiful Saturday morning. A little cool out there this morning, a little cold. Stay warm today. It's great to be back home at the radio deal, right? Vogler Vogler, he's here with me this morning.
Yes, the yes. Cavern.
Yeah, and we also have Matty G, Kevy Kev, and of course Peanut. We're having a little Bambi venison sausage this morning.
Great,
didn't have a chance to cook
Bambi
anything.
Venison.
I have the brand new issue of Outdoor Guide Magazine here, Hunting, Fishing, Camping, Boating, Shooting, and Travel. Great issue. It is the January-February issue 2019. It's interesting, isn't it? You know, all the years we've been doing this radio show, coming in this morning, my messages, now from friends and stuff, I was getting a lot of text messages this morning early from like 3:45 to 4:30 to 5, but then I was getting messages from some of the turkey callers. They're going to be down at the, you'll be announcing this here in a bit, but some of the turkey callers from out of states here in St. Louis for the Mid-America Open Calling Championship, and I got some messages for you going to be at the sports show and how you doing and things like that. And, you know, and it's finally sinking in, you know, Vogler Vogler, that I must be some kind of a morning person because that's when I get all my messages. I think that's when they reach me. And what I wanted to say is thank you to the folks at Walmart again. It makes me realize when I go to Walmart at 4 o'clock in the morning to go shopping or whatever, when you go in 4, 4:30, 5, whatever, even 3:30, when they say, "Morning, Ray." And then when I'm go back to the back to pick up something and somebody comes out of the break room with a cup of coffee with honey in it and sits down and tells me a hunting story, I think I've been going to Walmart too long early in the morning. I had a lot of fun this week. I have the Boys of Spring calendar here. You saw that, right, Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
It is a home run. It's a great. There's one thing in there that people are asking a lot about. It's sort of, you probably shouldn't do inside jokes, but it is actually, and my wife corrected me, it should have been on Easter because it's the Ether Bunny. And the guys in camp that's been to my camp, some of the outdoor writers that are listening to the show know exactly what I'm talking about. When you get a guy like Mike Scobie that asks the new writer or the new sponsor, the young people that come into camp, if they have any ether allergies, and I'm going to leave it with that. You know, I'm absolutely going to leave it with that. We also, I would like to give a shout out, which we usually don't do, but I want to do this to a great friend of mine up in Indiana. Judy's listening this morning, and I'd like Judy to tell her second in command at her household that I said hello this morning, and hope you guys are doing well, and appreciate you guys listening to the show. Wow, we got a pretty cool show lined up. I don't really have any guests. I've got a deal going on with my wife's in the hospital, so I didn't get some guests lined up this week, but we're going to have a good show. We got a great story time because it's my time of the year. It's at the professionals about talking about going out. I got two professional story times. Let's not get confused. One's when we're deer hunting with Rod and Randy, but this is the other professional, what I do for a living, traveling with shows and stuff and the things and hunts and what happens out there that you as the public usually don't get to see or understand what's going on. So I'll be talking about that on Storytime. And then I'm going to talk about the NWTF National Convention because I'll be there next week. We haven't decided yet if I'm coming live from there or how we're going to do that yet, but I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee next week. If everything goes well with my wife, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee next week, and of course we'll do that. And of course we have Valentine's Day, and I, you know, every year we put together a Valentine's show, but we didn't this year. Next week will be the convention, so it's kind of in the middle of the week, but we're going to go ahead and do a little Valentine's music here and wish everybody a very, very, very happy Valentine to you and yours. And be sure to get those candy and those gifts to those girls. And in this industry that I'm in, the outdoor industry, I've seen it all. Leave the Santless Boat and Sports Show 1 o'clock in the morning after having some libations a couple places and watch your brother and your friends run to an all-night either gas station or grocery store searching for a Valentine's card at 2 in the morning. typical of the guys. But happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And, yeah, we didn't get to do the full Valentine's show, but I think this is going to work. So happy Valentine's Day. Hold those loved ones close. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. And not to leave anybody out, we also want to wish Valentine's Day to our great friends in Shannon County, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And Matt's got a special Valentine's song just for them, for our great friends, my brothers in turkey hunting in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and southern Missouri in the Ozarks, especially my Shannon County family. Here you go, boys and girls. Here's your Valentine song.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Many times we've loved, we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Willie Billy Smith is up dancing with a cup of coffee with moonshine in it right now.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why. I can't get enough of your love, baby.
Take it down. That's Matt's favorite part right there. I was saying, may have heard me, but I bet William Smith, Willie Billy Smith, is dancing this morning, little apple pie moonshine in that coffee, just cutting a rug to this song. Happy Valentine's Day.
That sounds so good, that apple pie moonshine.
Oh, it's incredible. It's good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Well, there we go, boys and girls. Why don't we just take a break, and we're going to come back with some news, local news, and some items, information from the Vogler Vogler.
Woohoo!
So have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and we'll see you all on the other side.